We're in the tournament, first and foremost. Everyone's 0-0 right now.
Right now. That's Arizona Cardinal tight end Zach Ertz talking about how his team is playing this weekend in the NFL playoffs, unlike certain other people's teams, like, I don't know, the Miami Dolphins, which has fans like Chuck Todd, the moderator of NBC's Meet the Press.
Man. No. I'm the weirdo kid in Miami who was the whose dad made him be a Packer fan.
Really?
No. I was raised. I'm a University of Miami guy, but I was raised to hate the Dolphins. Okay. My father hated the owner. He thought the owner was ripping off the Hurricane. So he grew up in Iowa. I'm a Packer fan.
And never mind. And let's not talk about that.
No. I'm ready. I'm ready for the march. I'm ready for the march to the Super Bowl. And if they don't get there, I might have a hissy fit. This is not the year for them to blow this one.
Yeah, well, they already beat the Cardinals this year. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on in Washington there. Can President Biden's team come up with a workaround strategy regarding Senator Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin to get his voting rights legislation done? Or should he take her advice and maybe, this is crazy, do what Biden was known for at one time?
I wish there had been a more serious effort on the part of Democratic Party leaders to sit down with the other party and genuinely discuss how to reforge common ground.
Hmm. Work with the other side of the aisle to find common ground.
This, for the life of me, I have no idea why Biden didn't do the same efforts he made to get the infrastructure bill passed. Do you think Mitt Romney would have said no if Joe Biden said, 3 or 4 months ago, 5 months ago, hey, look, I know you're not for this bill. I'd like to see if we can re-up the Voting Rights Act, then a bipartisan deal. Why don't you come to the White House? Let's see where we can get. He hadn't done it. You know how many meetings? We did, Joe Biden has this saying, show me your budget and I'll show you your values. Well, show me your schedule and I'll show you your priorities. We did this. We looked every event he's had, public event, up till now. He's done about 60 events on COVID, all right, more than one a week. You'd expect that.
Right.
Then about 30 events on Build Back Better and the infrastructure bills.
Mm-hmm.
And the Atlanta speech was his second public event on voting.
Wow.
Right.
Doesn't sound like it's a high priority.
Again, is that a high priority? I mean, no meetings at the White House. No bringing up. There is a group of Republicans that certainly voted to convict the president in the Senate. Start with them. They didn't even try.
Mm-hmm.
Sinema's right. And this, all they've accomplished this week is they got Democrats mad at Democrats. I mean, it's sort of astonishing politically.
Yeah, really.
And they're like, no, we're going to make sure everybody's mad at make sure there's more infighting. I mean, it's terrible political leadership.
Hey, Chick, while we're talking about presidential drama, guess who's coming to Arizona tomorrow? Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But one Republican who will not be there is Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. Some people are suggesting he could be thinking about a last-minute Senate run against Mark Kelly. Do you think he can win as a Republican without Trump's support, and even if it's just a fundraising issue?
Well, I tell you, I think it's pretty clever what he's up to here. If he's really intent on running, right, and he can't, and he knows Trump's a barrier, you wait to the last possible minute. You make sure there's multiple candidates in the race, because a three-way race, Ducey wins.
Hmm.
Three, four, multi-candidate primary. You can avoid this. You can navigate around Trump. And so if this is what they're up to, it's probably the best. If he really wants to be a senator, it's probably the only way to pull this off the way Trump is intervening in primaries. So, which is you hold back, and then come in at the last minute, shake it up and sort of make it harder to respond. It is interesting. There's a tea leaf or two to read. He does seem like a guy that isn't done.
Yeah, totally.
Right? And I don't think he's ready to run for president. No disrespect. Maybe he wants to be someday, but that he doesn't act. It's not like Larry Hogan in Maryland, who clearly wants to run for president. If this is their strategy, I think it's the best path they have. And it's a nightmare for Mark Kelly, because I think Ducey's the only potential Republican in the field that could beat him.
And he, of course, he's won three statewide elections, be treasurer and also governor twice. So.
And he's done it in good Republican years, and he's done it in good Democratic years.
All right, Chuck Todd. Thanks so much. We're out of time here. You can catch Chuck Todd on Meet the Press Sunday morning at 7 on Channel 12. There's repeats later in the day on MSNBC. And, of course, every day on MSNBC, Meet the Press Daily.